Bava Kamma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2-6, the last of the Perek, and the last of the five cases that were listed in the previous Mishnah, for which a person must pay full damages because of this kind of hezek is a mu'ud, that is that of Adam, a person. Says the Mishnah, Adam mu'ad la'olam, a person is always responsible for his actions, and if he causes damage to someone else's property, he has to pay full damages to make for compensation. Bein shogei, bein mezid, it doesn't matter if the person willfully or accidentally caused the damage, he has to pay for full restitution. Bein er, bein yashen, it doesn't matter even if he's awake or asleep, meaning even if a person's asleep, and he rolls over during his sleep and knocks over the lamp sitting on the bedside table of his host, so then he'll have to pay to replace the lamp. It doesn't matter that he was asleep at the time and therefore not in any way, you know, intending to cause damage. The point is, you're responsible. You have to be mindful even when you're going to sleep. Worth pointing out that if someone had put the lamp next to the bed while this fellow was sleeping, and then he rolled over and knocked over the lamp, which he didn't know was there even when he went to sleep, then the person would actually be potter, because there's nothing he could do. He was a complete onus, and in fact, the poshea, the bad guy in the story, is the person who put the lamp next to this fellow while he was sleeping. So the Mishnah says, Sime es ein chavero, if Mr. A rolled over, and he, while he was, you know, sleeping, he poked out the eye of Mr. B or something, he blinded him, Vishiber es aikelem, or if he broke something when he was sleeping, like, for example, the lamp on the bedside table, Mishalem nezek shalem, he pays full damages. Now, if you'll ask, wait a second, why are we bringing up poking someone's eye? That's a different topic, that's chabala, not nezek. And the truth is that when you're chovel, you're chaver, when you hurt your friend, you don't just pay normally nezek, the cost of like how much you made him, you know, devalued as a, like say, as a slave, so to speak. You also pay four other categories of damage. We'll get to that in the eighth perek, including unemployment called sheves, ripui, the medical bills, the boshes, the humiliation that you cause him, and the tsar, you know, the actual pain and suffering that you caused him. So that's more complicated and really doesn't belong in this perek at all. The reason why it's mentioned here is because if a person is totally inadvertent in the damage he causes to another, not his fellow, so then he has to pay nezek, that's what Ramesh is saying here, mu'ud la'olam, but he doesn't pay those other categories, okay? If you were totally inadvertent in your causing harm, so then the other ones don't apply, like if you're asleep, okay? And so that means if you're asleep, I shouldn't say inadvertent, if you were like asleep or something analogous to sleeping, if you're awake, you do pay the other damages, even if it was an accident. But worth pointing out is that the boshes payment, the humiliation, actually wouldn't pay unless when intended to cause harm. Okay, and with that, we finish the second parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, Baruch Hashem. And now we go on to the third parak, returning to the topic of boar.